194. We're getting the number right this time.
That's 194 right.
On a motherfucking cop.
Okay. So let's do, what's your favorite moment from the previous 193 episodes? Everyone go in order.
Well, I can only really remember the one I was just editing, 193. We were talking about the color of Mario's poop, whether it would be red or red and white. If the fire flower would hurt coming out.
I really like eating fire.
Before that, we were talking about emptying a septic. No, that was 192. We were talking about emptying a septic tank with your mouth with a silly straw. Those are some of the greatest hits.
It'd be like boba.
The greatest.
Yeah, it'd be like boba tea. Do you ever have boba particles or boba balls come out in your shit?
Yeah,
like
yes,
you
nuts.
Can't actually, you can't digest them. It's just like corn. So when you eat a boba pellet and you swallow it whole, it just comes out of you. That and golf balls.
You ever find corn in your tears?
Yeah. Hey, when I sneeze and a corn comes out.
I got corn in my kern.
Or saying you have corn on your feet and showing someone and there's clearly like a corn kernel under the skin. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, my kids drop them on the floor.
Oh, hell no.
Got my wounds. Got in my leg wounds. It's not my fault. They're hereditary.
You guys ever, I mean, it's classic, like stepping on a Lego, but you ever step on it right at the fucking like edge of your heel?
Yeah, it sucks.
That is some of the worst pain. As somebody who has felt many kinds of pain, has a high threshold for it, I hate shit on my heel.
Yes. Our stairs in my house, like there's nails that aren't like over time, they kind of come up and like you'll step on them and like you fuck god damn it, and so like shit. I'll run and get the hammer and then I can't find it again, like I'm searching all over for it and it's just gone.
You gotta get a toolbox and put all the tools in it.
I do. It's like it's, but it's downstairs, and so you go downstairs and you're looking and you're like, I don't know where I did it, like maybe it just like popped it back into place.
Here's what you gotta do. You gotta make sure next time you feel it, just push your foot into it so you can bleed on that spot and mark okay, it so you get back and hammer it, and then you
well,
can
that's the thing is, the I'm always, Michael, I'm always bleeding. My open wounds everywhere.
You ever find corn in your blood?
Yes.
Or your pus? I find corn in my blood and pus all the time. And the weird thing is, I don't eat corn.
I find corn in my pus all the time.
The first time I was watching a deer get cleaned, and at some point they sliced open something, and all this blood came out, and it was a bunch of corn as well.
Why would they slice them open if they were just cleaning them? That's a car wash gone wrong, right?
You might want to have a shot.
Hey.
Come on now.
Hey. Yes. Nice.
Hey now.
Nice.
Crazy.
Nice.
An interesting historical thing is that until 1492, it was only indigenous North and South Americans who were finding corn in their poop.
Okay.
Because they didn't have corn over in the old world. So no one in China, no one in Europe, no one in Africa, no one any of those places, they weren't finding corn in their shit until the Columbian Exchange.
So what did they put in ramen then if they didn't put corn?
True.
I don't know. What are the other things that could come out in your shit? Sometimes like lettuce?
Lead?
Like fibrous, yeah, like fibrous lead. Vegetables?
String?
If you eat string.
When I eat paper. Sometimes if I see like if a kid just had a water balloon fight, sometimes I'll see the balloons and I eat the pieces and then that comes out.
Oh yeah. Because they look like candy.
You ever eat a G.I. Joe's hand? That'll come out. That's just a little hand waving by to you as it gets flushed down the toilet.
It actually hits faster if you snort it, if you put it up your nose.
I wasn't that kid that was a chewer, but some toys felt too good to chew on.
Yeah. I was a pen chewer. I didn't chew on toys or anything, but like the tips of pens, like I would just go crazy on
I would chew on my
glass.
Leg. That's why I have a leg.
I think.
Okay.
I wasn't a pen chewer, but I was the annoying fuck who would sharpen my pencil down to like 1 inch and be like,
I'm a
dickhead. Dickhead move.
You're not going to throw that out.
Oh, I hated when the pencil was so small, it would like go up into your palm instead of like outside your finger.
I was kind of like obsessive about, like, I'm really not an OCD type person, but I was very obsessive about my pencil. I didn't like using mechanical pencils because I used one once and the lead kept breaking because of how heavy handed I am. I'm like, fuck this motherfucking shit. Mm-hmm. I was so mad at it. I was like,
pencils are hard.
All my friends fucking insisted on mechanical. I'm like, no, I'm always going to be Ticonderoga number two.
I love mechanical pencils.
They make more sense, and you respect them more. You respect mechanical pencils more. Like, you don't want to lose them as easily.
As an adult, you use pens.
You know what I hated, though? When when already dumb kids I didn't respect. Keep in mind, I was homeschooled after third grade. So this is third grade where I was judging kids that were like eight. And kids would piss me off when they'd let their fucking pencil get like to where it was just like flat, dull. And their their font would get all wide. I'm like, stupid looking. Fuck you. Look at their paper and it looks like they're writing with a fucking charcoal.
It's hard to use a pencil. That's a hard writing implement. Because most pencil sharpeners, the little ones that you have like in your desk, those are dog shit. They don't work at all.
They never work.
It's, you can just go through the whole pencil trying to get it sharp and it'll just keep breaking it off. It's hard to get.
You know
it
what
right.
I liked using for a while, just for the hell of it, was because it was so high quality, it was Carpenter pencils.
Oh yeah, like the square flat ones.
Yeah.
See, right, the benefit of the actual pencil is you got to get up in class and then go to the pencil sharpener and use it really loudly. They would yell at you and be like, "It's not sharpened yet. It's not sharp."
Using it without the pencil in it, saying you're getting it warmed up. It's like starting your car in the winter.
When you take the little tank off of it to empty it and bang it on the plastic garbage can, you're loud as fuck.
Yeah.
I got yelled at all over the floor. Because I took off the catcher and I was just grinding it over the trash can. Like, hey, put that back on. I'm like, the trash can's right here. It's fine. It's going right into the trash can. I want to see
it's more efficient.
Get cut. It looks cool.
It is fun to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
We grew up in the generation of Stephen Beastie's cross-section books, okay? We wanted to see what was going on inside of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I never had those. Was that one of the Beastie Boys?
Yes.
B-I-E-S-T-Y. Now, if you Google Stephen Beastie cross-sections, you recognize all of them right away. He made the big Star Wars one, too, that cut all the ships in half. Mm-hmm. I think there's a Star Trek one and the Castle one. My girlfriend bought me a bunch of those for my birthday last year, so I have them, like, as coffee table books.
I wish I was into those. Those would have been cool. I wish I was into Star Wars more, but I just didn't like it that much.
I love them.
Yeah,
well, those books really were great. I didn't care about that one, but the castle and ship ones.
My favorite were those books that were just like the. It was sort of like a national or like Smithsonian, and like they just had a list of like, here's all the animals, here's like those a bunch of shit. Like weapons and like armor from like the 18th century. Or, like,
yeah, those
countries.
Were great.
I got those books all the time. We had a little library in my grade school, and we had like library time until like fifth or sixth grade. And then by like fifth or sixth grade, we weren't even allowed to rent out any books. Like Jurassic Park was there, but it was like a seventh grade reading level, so they wouldn't let you have it. And I did was fucking read. And I just read every single book.
Why would they not let you have it?
Because it was too mature. Like that's what I went to Catholic school. They're fucking
yeah. I guess that's so dumb. I was like encouraged. Adults would be like, "Wow, you're reading an adult book."
Yeah,
that's so crazy.
At home I could read whatever, but they didn't let you check stuff out. So like. The only books I would get were like those books where it was just like ancient weapons or like the Matt Christopher books where it's like, I ate a Sunday and hit three home runs. I'm the kid who can only hit home run.
Getting the ancient like, weapons so book funny. And constructing
I think
them.
We all read Sideways Stories, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, that one's also good. Sideways Stories and Wayside School Chat.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that one.
There's the guy who did Holes.
Book. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I did read Holes. The movie came out that year. We read it too, so we got to take a field trip. It was awesome.
Oh,
Zero nice. Streams on. He streams COD on Twitch. Zero does.
Yeah, I was gonna say Zero okay. popped back up.
Yeah.
Didn't he get arrested?
I think or, like, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's digging holes all over LA.
He stole shoes.
yeah, they made him go to Camp Green Lake, and then Mr. Sir was mean.
Stanley Yelnats,
they found
his
the treasure.
Helped him. Get it, turn it around. It was really
and
cool.
then 4chan started trolling Stanley Yelnats, and then he did some
Stanley
sort of public
Yelnats
performance. Then he got Me Too'd.
Then he became a Catholic after playing Padre Pio.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. I know about Padre Pio because I got a shirt of him at a thrift store.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember that shirt. You got that shirt the same week you got married, right? Same weekend.
When I proposed to my wife, I was wearing the Padre Pio shirt.
That's right. Yeah. Now I remember. The significance of it. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so that's the only reason I know about him. Apparently, people think that's real. This fucking
Padre
idiot
Pio,
that was like, I have a hole in my hand, but you can't see it.
Yeah, Padre Pio is like a well-loved and celebrated man, but he was also definitely just fucking grinding a knife into his hand every morning and rewrapping it with fucking gauze.
Yeah,
it's just a
I think a lot of those guys.
Yep,
all the
God
saints.
Did this. No, man, you did
There's
this.
A reason that, like, there's no saints since, like, or at least the number went down since, like, the 1400s when you can actually, like, figure things out. And there's, like, a little bit more science.
Or you have to be somebody, like, who's generationally loved, even though she had her own dark secrets, like Mother Teresa.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
you
had to be
a
fucking
celebrity.
Or you had to be a teenager that died in some war as a martyr, like in in the early 1900s or like mid 1800s.
So I went to Brothers of the Holy Cross High School, and the founder of it was like, when I was in high school, was like up for veneration or whatever. And I, even back then, like just not caring, not thinking about it at all, they're like, oh, and like, he's going to be a saint. Like they're going to try to give him a saint. Here's like some of the miracles he did. And I was just like, that's
no fucking that's way. Stupid. Yeah. There's no way that guy's a saint, right?
Detroit has one of those guys too. On. Solanus Casey.
Mm-hmm. Like you, cause then you like think about like, although like the old time saints, you're like, oh, that guy like cured the blind. I like did all this stuff. And of course he didn't, yeah. But like, it's like, come on,
being
man.
The principal of a school in Ohio.
Dude, that's why that I cannot hate that be enough. Shit because I come from a family too, where like love praying, miracles are believed in and stuff. And like,
yeah,
for the most part, it's fine. Cause it's giving people yeah, hope when they need hope, that sort of thing. But, I hate when it comes down to like, I think I've talked about it before, either on here or on the stream, but I've been to two exorcisms in person, and it was clearly just somebody had a very autistic kids, and they thought demons were inside of them, and it was so clear, even to me when I was like 11 or 12, and I'm sitting there like, there's other kids like this in the church right now that aren't supposedly possessed. What the fuck is going on? Losing my mind.
So
which
weird.
Makes sense, because if you think far enough back for possessions, non-verbal autistic kids is exactly what that looks like.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it's sad because those kids are definitely not getting the help they fucking need. Thankfully.
No, because they have like psycho parents.
Thankfully, there's those fucking groups that exist like Sons of Autism that glorify Sons of Anarchy and Moms of Autism. And they all the Catholic moms started becoming like moms of death. They're like, actually, my kids aren't possessed. They're all autistic.
Oh, yeah. That's like the other end of it. Yeah. What's funny is when parents make their entire identity that they have an autistic kid, and it's clear that both of the parents are on the spectrum.
Yeah, like late
for work. But they just never think of it.
Late for work.
Yeah, like those people. They're clearly
there's
like,
actually
you could just see those people. It's like it's cool. Not just the kid.
There was
I'm
a
sorry.
Story recently. There's that guy, and you guys only know him as the guy where everybody, whenever somebody, there's like a meme when somebody's doing a lot but doing nothing, they post the Tony Snell meme where he played like 31 minutes yes. and had zero stats. He has two kids now, I think, but one of his kids got diagnosed autistic. And
both.
During the process, he realized he had autism himself, and he got diagnosed at like 30 years old, and it's like changed his life. And it's awesome.
Yeah,
he's never
last
he'd never
year,
even heard
like
of it before.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some aspects of my kids. Parents that I look back yeah. on, and I'm like,
Yeah, I mean,
it's weird.
That would make sense, though, if you came from them, too.
Yeah, I think that's true of a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, that's
such
guess,
a broad hey, term, too, though.
Just hold on, let me put on my glasses. Umbrella.
It really is a spectrum that opens
that's,
very wide.
That's why they call it a spectrum.
Mm. Oh.
There you go.
That's my
thank
smart
you,
talk
professor.
For the day.
Very good. Let's
talk about poop again.
Stupid. Tom put on his glasses, everybody, because you couldn't see that.
You couldn't see
oh, yeah.
it.
This is a podcast.
It was a visual bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a visual bit.
Yeah, he looked like a fucking dorky-ass nerd
Stop.
For a minute.
Okay, first of
he
all.
He looked fucking stupid.
First
not
of all,
hot.
I want you to get on your knees and suck me off for that comment. Dog.
I don't
no,
suck nerd
that's
dick.
Bullshit.
Okay, one, I don't have to get on my knees. And two, no, I would never do that. That was a disgusting dream.
Yeah,
well, it's a disgusting dream.
For some reason, I still don't have to wear glasses. Both of my parents and my grandparents—they were all wearing glasses by this point. They were wearing glasses in like elementary, middle school. I don't know what happened.
Me too. I'm same way. Me too.
Positive yeah. mutation, maybe. Did I get a good mutation?
I don't need glasses either. But also, everything in the world has gotten blurrier over the years.
Yeah, everything's got, so
you know
blurry,
what?
And everyone is fake.
Everything's so yeah. everything's so bad.
Everything
out
is so
that it's just
up.
Hard to see. Now, my sister's like legally blind without her glasses. My dad basically is. My brother's been wearing glasses since like 7th or 8th grade. My mom needed glasses as she got older, but she was fine. Like, that's where I get my eyes. When I'm driving around at night, I get the little halos every once in a while. And I'm like, I probably should get like some glasses. But then it's like, ah, fuck it. I don't care.
Do you know what's funny?
Keep some in the car.
Out of yeah. both my parents, well, my dad wears glasses now when he reads his phone because he's diabetic. That's, like, normal. But, like, your eyes go pretty quick when you're type 2.
Yeah.
But, besides that, like, that's not really a genetic thing. And he didn't need glasses before they used Air Force with, like, 2010. But, out of 11 kids, Only one of my sisters wears glasses all the time, and then like two other kids like wear readers sometimes, but that's it. That's kind of crazy.
Damn, dude. We gotta get some of your semen. Keep those.
You know what, though? We got L teeth. So yeah. we got straight teeth, but we got really soft teeth. I have a bunch of broken teeth for just no reason, even though I take care of them like really well.
Yeah. Damn. It sucks. Like, just getting like cursed with bad teeth is frustrating. That's the same thing for
me. Like I said, though, and this goes for anybody can go to Santiago, Chile, take like $1,800 with you and get a full mouth of teeth now, like turkey style.
That's what I've thought about, is just like,
I'm going to do it one day. I already know.
Eventually, just who cares? Let me get veneers. Let me get the biggest veneers.
It seems possible. Like what every rich person does at a certain age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get some fucking, I can't remember his name now. Papa Pipes, the bicep guy. He's got some giant choppers. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I want some Baba Booey teeth.
He went in there and said, give me the Baba Booey shark teeth or I'll kill you.
Yeah. What if you got sharpened teeth? That would be cool.
Give me the Burt Kreischer's.
I'm gonna get mine shaped like a tiger shark teeth.
We need one person cool to make sharp teeth cool, because otherwise it's way too juggalo for me.
Yeah, I mean, it is juggalo. Yeah. That is juggalo behavior to get sharp teeth and like bite people.
maybe if Sexy Red files her teeth down.
My problem too is human teeth aren't meant to be sharp like that, like the way our teeth are shaped. So you'd be eating like a pretzel rod one day and just chip that shit, and then you'd be like dumb and dumber, and you look stupid as fuck with one unsharpened tooth and the rest sharp.
Well, they'll be hitting jack-o'-lantern. Each other. Here's the thing, they get worn down. Pretzel rods, you just gotta suck it and like move it in your mouth a whole bunch.
Oh yeah.
No, you have to eat it from the side or it's gay.
No, I eat pretzel rods. I eat pretzel rods like a ruminant too. I just let it get wet in my mouth and I spit it all out.
Yeah, I sort of just let it fester in my mouth until
you guys
don't
have your pretzel bag when you're eating them, where you spit all the soft ones out.
I have a cut craving.
I hate the pretzel skin. I spit it all out when I'm eating my pretzel.
I just lick the salt off.
Yeah, I don't like the crust. I don't like the crust of pretzels.
You don't like the crust of soft pretzels? You just
peeling
lick the salt
it like
off
a potato.
Throw it away. Even better, you're sitting there like on a date and you're just dipping it and licking all the mustard off, and then you just throw the whole pretzel away after you're out of mustard.
Throwing it behind you.
Or you say, do you want some of this? You hand it to her and it's like completely licked and wet, so you're looking like a dog for 2 hours.
You can have the rest.
You can have the rest. One side just filed down from your tongue. Ew.
That's so good.
I mean, no, I think that's cool. I think that's a nice
own,
little visual.
You have your own drink, so you borrow some from her water bottle and you give it back to her and it's just full of floaters.
Oh, I love
that's
backwash.
Cool. Ooh, I wish there was just like a drink.
That's why moms don't get sick, because they drink so much backwash when they have like toddlers. Reinfecting them.
Yeah, it makes you immune.
Microdosing illnesses like that.
Yeah, it's like living in a petri dish.
I remember seeing a little kid once put down a fucking glass of his mom's ice water and put it back on the table, and just chunks of Doritos floating in it. I'm like,
God,
oh,
that's
my
so
fucking
nasty.
God. I told her too. I'm like, that is disgusting glass. She's like, they do it all the time. I'm like,
yeah, you just get used to it. I'm sorry, but you just get used to it.
No, I know.
Get a new glass of water.
I know you know, but
oh my God, it's always been so
gross
to me
care.
To think of.
You just at a certain point, like in your brain, nothing's functioning.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about food like that. I can even share drinks with my siblings, no problem. Like we used to all the time, like McDonald's drinks and stuff.
How is that happening to you, Tom?
Well,
who's putting Dorito crumbs in your water?
Me. But no, it's not even that. It's just like at a certain point, you're so far gone. You don't sleep.
You're into the realm of,
like,
poop and throw up.
Tom's more talking about not caring, because you have like permanent poop smell in your mouth and you sleep 2 hours a night.
You live in poop world.
Exactly. Yeah. You do. Like I've wiped a butt a million times by now. My daughter's like 6 months old.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, the first time.
And that's just yours.
Yeah, exactly.
you forget puke can be puke and not like breast milk puke or milk puke. And you're like, oh,
yeah.
Man.
Well, so breast milk puke and milk puke is fine. Like I would be holding her and she doesn't like spit up anymore. She's older. Yeah. Oh, so much. But like, I would be holding her and all of a sudden she would just spit up all of my shirt. And like people were like, oh my God, are you okay? You need a towel. It's like, oh, it's just spit up. It's fine. Who cares? The poop is like, it, now that we're starting solids, it's getting to the point where it stinks really fucking bad and it's green because of the spinach and kale. Cool. And it's like, oh, nasty. But I remember
my first memory, no shit, is having green poop, being like two and having green poop and being like, oh my God.
But the first time I got pooped on, I was changing her in a bathroom at a brewery. and she just, I had her diaper off because she had just pooped and I was cleaning her, and then farted and basically she farted and more poop came out and it just sprayed on my arm, and I was just like, oh, I just wiped it off. No big deal. All right, yep. Cool. Who cares? It's just baby poop.
Yep. That's
kids are just disgusting. Kids are disgusting. Even at this age, kids are disgusting little creatures. Everything.
Even adults.
She wants to put everything in her mouth. And you just go, it doesn't fucking matter. Who cares? Like, she's not getting hurt. It's fine. Oh, little Dorito crumbs in my water. Whatever. Like, I'm not getting up to get more water.
Eventually, once you suck on everything in the house, you determine that 99% of those things are not really worth sucking on.
Oh, no. There's
only a few things like popsicles or your own toes.
Mm-hmm. You still do that? You still suck on your own toes?
Well, they taste pretty good.
Sitting in the passenger seat or sitting on the bus and like just grabbing your foot, putting it in your mouth real quick. Sorry, it's my passy.
I don't think it calms me. I don't think I could suck my own toe.
Tom, you just reminded me when you said drooling, I was listening to Young Dolph's Rich Slave album from 2020 the other day. And this one lyric that made me laugh was, "Now when I wake up, look in the mirror, I can't believe this. I got an eating habit like Cletus. Whole lot of bread every season. Smoking weed and laughing like Beavis." And then he said, "Trigger finger itching, just give me a reason." And then he says some words I can't say. Then the next line was, "Her titties big, then I suck them like I'm teething." I was fucking dying at that.
That's not good, though.
It's a funny lyric.
Yeah, that wouldn't be nice. That would not be nice to do.
When you're teething, you're like biting on something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's about fucking women in a trap house, so maybe he's being a little nasty.
You don't want to bite the teat.
Don't bite the teat.
Don't bite the teat that feeds.
I do not support biting
would
the teat.
Would you bite the teat that feeds? Say, Dolph, don't bite the teat, all right? No one listening to this.
Yeah.
I would hate to get my tit bit.
Man, I always felt bad. I always felt bad for my mom when the babies get the little Louis Anderson first two teeth.
Yeah.
Like the turtle biting. They go, chomp.
That's what she's been, nipple she's grinders. Been teething for a while now, and like they haven't the teeth haven't breached yet, but
it's already hard there though. I'm sure, like
just, when
it's
coming. And like
the great thing about the baby teeth is you can do whatever you want with those.
Yeah,
they're just gonna fall out anyway. Who cares?
My kids won't have to brush.
Getting your kids' teeth pulled like getting cats declawed. Oh, I don't get bit.
They don't need the baby teeth.
Yeah, we don't need to teach proper brushing until at least like.
18, 19,
yeah.
Before you go off to college.
One of my little brothers knocked out both of his baby teeth, like, really young, like, 3 or something. And his adult teeth obviously didn't grow until he was, like, 8. So it just, like, seemed like he was, like, the same age for, like, 5 years. He's had these no teeth in every picture. Damn, dog, are those growing soon?
Well, now you can go down, you can get veneers for your kids.
Yep.
For half the price, only $900.
Getting veneers on baby teeth, and then you have to take them out. They all fall out.
Giving hand-me-down teeth to your next kid.
I think if you give the tooth fairy
teeth tomorrow,
if you give the tooth fairy a tooth that has veneers on it, I think you should get more money. You should get like $1,000.
A real guy shows up for that one.
Yeah, like a real like a dentist.
Yeah, get, no,
a real dentist
like a real
is like, oh, I'll take that back and we can grind it down and reuse it.
Yeah, it cuts you a check for like $640. Like, oh, this is awesome.
Oh, well, nice. That's what you know. If you ever had like a silver tooth and you lost that, that should have been worth more money.
No, like I've thought about, like, I don't think there's any value to, like, giving your tooth to anything, thank God, because people would be so nasty with that. Like, imagine, like, if it could be, like, plasma, where you turn in a tooth and get, like, $2,000. First of all...
Well, not for George Washington.
That would be the worst thing to get mugged for. Give me your teeth. Mm-hmm. No, man.
Pull your teeth. Come on, dog.
Vince is like, I got this. Go ahead and try.
Yeah, they'll just pop right out.
Yeah, there's like one in the back just hanging there by the thread. They pull like a little kid's tooth. It just comes out. They're like, oh, thank you. Didn't even need this.
There you go, no
didn't need these pliers.
I think if you're a kid and you have a gold or silver tooth and it falls out, you shouldn't give it to the tooth fairy because that's going to be your parents. They're just going to take that. What you need to do is go directly to the pawn shop and sell it.
That's a good idea.
That way you don't have to give your parents a cut.
I'll go to Jared's Jewelers and have them melt it.
Put it on like a chain. Just put it on a chain for me. Just have my little tooth hanging there.
A me tooth. Fuck a shark tooth necklace. I have a me tooth.
I don't want
necklace.
A me tooth.
Yeah,
I got me tooth. My dentist me toothed me when I was under.
Kevin Spacey has this fucking necklace full of teeth. These are my me tooth. Don't ask me about them.
Can't talk about them.
I didn't realize that there
Look,
was.
They
a...
killed themselves. I may have taken their teeth out, but they killed themselves first.
I didn't realize that there were complaints about Kevin Spacey all the way back to the set of The Usual Suspects. Bryan Singer's movie, of course. Of people being... They never even came out with the details, but it was just sexually inappropriate many times and had to be told to stop doing something many times. Like, what the fuck?
I remember reading about that, like, in 2005 when I, like, couldn't even understand. Like, when I first started getting into, like, reading blogs and reading about movies, reading anything, and, like, being like, oh, Kevin Spacey. Everybody knows about Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I remember like, being 14 and finding out that he was into 14-year-old boys and being like, yes! Yes!
All right!
Oh, pay it forward.
Dude, Kevin, I could make a movie.
I could be the American Beauty.
They just call the movie Gay It Forward now.
Hey. Hey! No? Nothing wrong with that.
Gay It Backward. Back that shit up.
Remember when Haley Joel Osment had the class at NYU where he jacked off?
No. No.
Awesome.
Don't.
I forgot who told that story.
Why'd he do that?
Someone either tweeted about it or they told us in a group DM. Mm-hmm. They had a class at NYU and he was, I don't know if he was there or if he was helping, like he was presenting it, but he jacked off in class. Or talked about jacking off as like
was
a part
sex
of a,
ed?
An improv. Yeah, it was sex ed at NYU for a bunch of college students. The nerds, they're like, "All right, I know a lot of you are still don't know what's going on down there. Come to this. We had a workshop. We're gonna have a. Yeah, I don't know. I got to remember the details, or they'll remember from this from hearing this. But I'm sure Angela will remember.
Let's see.
But yeah, Haley Joel Osment jacked
Joel
off at a
Osment NYU.
I don't know how public it was.
I think he should be allowed to.
Jack
he's
off.
Very ugly now, so he should be.
Yeah, you should be allowed to jack off in class, especially if you were a child star.
Like, he did he have his dick out, like a, or is he just in the pocket, you know?
He has, like, a small face, and, like, he's just kind of heavier set, so it just kind of
looks
a little bit
off. Yeah, I guess he's not, like, ugly, but he definitely looks like a stretched-out version of kid self.
Yeah. When he grew his hair, like, super long and, like, had that big beard, that looked really silly.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. I'm so
sick. If he like cuts it and like cleans up a little bit, it's not as bad.
What I'm getting at is Kevin Spacey should have never made that many movies, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that know
he's a great actor.
He's evil. True. He was fooling a lot of people, and he also wasn't fooling many people.
No, he was fooling nobody, just getting away with it.
Hey, who do we think's fooling the most people right now? Somebody has no real like public allegations about them, maybe not even in Me Too way, or maybe in like a they already killed somebody type way. Who is it? Wouldn't it be funny if somebody like Rob Riggle, like a guy who's a former like a vet, got all of a sudden tried for a bunch of war crimes and had stopped acting since being killed?
I think Zendaya is a serial killer.
Yeah,
it's Zendaya, Alex.
Is it because she's been slaying on the red carpet?
Zendaya, ooh, yes. By the way, so...
Ooh, snaps.
Is it really?
Snaps. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because I don't respect her, because she took the role of the Little Mermaid, or whoever, or...
Nope.
Who was it that she's playing right now? Oh, she's playing someone in Dune that was played by a white person. Which, I don't know anything about Dune.
The girl from Little Mermaid just got pregnant with DDG's kid, I think, and they're married now.
Is that true?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it a fish?
Ariel, I believe, is the...
How do you get in there in the bottom half?
There's a slit.
Isn't it like a cloaca?
No, look at a normal fish. They got pussies.
It would suck to pull it out and there's fish shit on your cock.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that... I mean, like,
hey,
but that's to be
about
expected.
Shit, this podcast. We don't have to go back there.
Well,
no, this is the celebrity news segment.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about what DDG has to go through.
So, yeah, Machine Gun Kelly got a bunch of his tattoos covered up, which we already talked about, but I would like to say that he commented this week and said the tattoo still didn't hurt more than getting punched in the chest 65 times, canceling his show in April 2017.
That's true. And thankfully, Megan Fox has a normal bottom half.
Yep.
I mean, we can't confirm that.
She doesn't have scales or anything.
No, we can't confirm that.
Well, you can see her wearing pants.
First of all, it's not like having scales would make you unsexy.
All right, guys. I got a celebrity. I got a riddle for you during the celebrity news minute.
Yeah.
You got to cross a river, and you got to take Mr. Bean, Megan Fox, and Megan Thee Stallion, and you got to cross rivers Cuomo. So, so you come across rivers Cuomo, and he says, "You can walk across my trail, but you can only take one thing at a time."
Okay. I would love to see Rivers Cuomo doing Megan Thee Stallion.
Mr. Bean
I bet he could do her.
Mr. Bean would do either of them if you leave him with them. So maybe you take Mr. Bean first.
Yeah. So you got to take Mr. Bean first, and then you come back and you get. Oh shit! No, because how do you? Well, so if he's gonna do either of them,
Mr. Bean's probably gonna flip the boat.
You can only
over.
Take one.
If Mr. Bean's in the boat, he's gonna be like, and you're all gonna be in the water.
Do you know? Here's a fun fact about Mr. Bean. Do you know? So like, you know, despite us. Always thinking about Mr. Bean, talking about Mr. Bean. They only made one episode of that TV show.
Oh, wow.
There was only one episode of that TV show.
Yeah, the rest
TV
of them
show,
are
Mr.
AI
Bean.
Generated.
He's like features in other movies. Because he was in like, what, Rat Race? I remember him in that movie.
No, that was not Mr. Bean in Rat Race. That mm-hmm. was...
That was Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah, that was Rowan Atkinson.
What?
Yeah.
He
wasn't playing
that's
Mr.
That's his stage
Bean?
Name. His real name is Mr. Bean.
Well, I know. I know he doesn't have a first name. Atkinson. I also know that he's wrecked his McLaren F1 twice.
Yeah, he would do that.
It's like the Harrison Ford.
There's only 64 of those
drivers.
Things or something. It's like 100.
Telling
like
the cops that he's filming a movie.
Car.
Oh, it's one of my pratfalls. See, the cameras are around.
I was doing a goof, you dumbass.
Yeah, he had a. I'm just he was driving. Around. He was driving his McLaren, and he had a recliner on top, and he was sitting in the recliner with a broom pushing the brake and the gas pedal.
What an idiot!
Rabbit is such a great movie.
That is a great movie. Seth Green, the other guy Seth Green's friends with, and that just pops
Seth
up.
Seth Green's
in some
cool.
Of his
he
stuff.
Got heavy into NFTs.
I thought Brett said he got heavy. I'm like, damn, that'd be weird looking.
That would be cool if he got really fat, too.
I wonder if
I
him
think
and
he should.
Sean Lennon are buds in the crypto world. That's my
I think
most
Seth
jarring
got
story.
Out when his fucking wallet got hacked. He lost everything. He lost his apes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, he lost his
You know
apes?
Why Sean Lennon is the way he is? Because he was
Yoko
one of Michael
ono?
Jackson's boys.
Is that true?
Really? Yeah, a lot of pictures of them together when he was like 8, 9 years old.
Probably cocking at him, right?
Also, yeah, that was him after.
Well, Alex, if you could not speak ill of the dead,
he had a secession.
You know
what?
Do you know?
No, I love Michael Jackson.
You know what's
he had
funny
a lot
about
of
Macaulay
great songs.
Culkin, though? Macaulay Culkin disappeared from the public eye right when World of Warcraft came out, and then he didn't really come back until World of Warcraft got shitty in like 2012.
Is that really what it was?
I mean, yeah, he's famously one of the people that would play it all the time. And when he dated Mila Kunis, she played it with him a lot too. But then she like thought he played too much. He did. And it's just, it's funny to think that he was just this millionaire-ass teen that was like, and then young adult that's like, I'm just going to, I really just want to play WoW all day for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And he did. And everybody was like,
yeah, but he missed out on
man,
that.
He must have been fucked up by Michael Jackson. He's just sitting there like, PvPing.
Yeah, it's amazing that he's doing as well as he is, honestly.
All the Culkins seem to be doing pretty good, except for the ones that died.
Yeah,
they have a random
considering,
sister
I mean, like, his parents were kind of shitty. But I guess like he
I feel
did
like
that
all the
because
kid stars' parents were weird and shitty.
Yeah, they I feel like he just missed out on so much of his childhood and like missed out on just being like, I can just play video games like all day on a Saturday if like
yes, which is what you
me.
Should do if you missed out on your childhood, not be Michael Jackson, be like, I should hang out with kids.
Yeah.
This is fun.
It sucks that his work when he was a kid, he didn't get to have a childhood because he was role playing as a kid who got to do whatever he wanted.
It's true though, but then Michael Jackson he did the opposite where he's like, I'm gonna make Disneyland in my yard and bring my friends over that are kids. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm. That's not
well
good.
Then Michael Jackson realized that it's way cooler to just do drugs all the time. And he got more into that than like slides and Ferris wheels.
My most tree hugger thing about me, I talk about all Michael Jackson's crimes and alleged crimes. I'm like, but you know what else he did? He
the
caused
chimp.
Bubbles the chimp to attempt suicide, motherfucker. Burn in
yeah,
hell,
what a horrible house he had.
Burn in hell, you white bitch.
I don't know. Nice. It seemed like they had some cool stuff. That's the perfect house if you are like 8 years old. Where you're just like,
I don't know
yeah,
if
like
would
a merry-go-round.
I think
like,
if I was 8, I would want to see like a studio.
Bubbles did turn 40 last year and he's still alive and he's living at the Chimp Initiative in
Congrats.
Florida. He's in retirement now.
Bubbles. His doctor is Conrad Murray.
He is one of the most recognizable chimps in the world because of that fucking hairline. He's so cool.
Maybe you should go back to work. He's been retired long enough, just like Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, a lot of lazy animals out there.
There's actually another chimp at the Detroit Zoo named Bubbles. Unrelated.
Well, that's confusing.
Mm-hmm. They just need to kill one of them.
Yeah, they got to kill one of them.
Nope.
Or change the name, either or.
Yeah,
either
change the name.
That work.
Yeah.
there's Michael Jackson's Bubbles now. What a great guy.
It's a cool looking guy.
He's so cool.
Old man chops.
I love him. Good I boy. Love his old smile, and he's just chilling, his
he
bald
looks,
head.
He looks very content.
Yeah.
He lives in one of the best places for a chimp to live, as far as like how much money they have and everything. It's awesome. Good ending for him.
I mean, well, yeah, when he's got a lot of money, he can retire anywhere he wants.
Michael Jackson's kids are normal, which is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Never would have guessed that.
Yeah, you would think, like, having... I guess maybe he just died early enough where they just, like, are too young to sort of...
Yeah,
like,
I think she was... Like, I think they're all just luckily raised by somebody else for the most part anyway. Like, even if he's just a nanny.
For sure. But, like...
Anything was better than him.
Like, then he dies in, like, 2009 and you're still, like, I don't know, like, six or whatever, and you're just like, oh yeah, dad, like, that's sad, but like, oh, I'm glad I wasn't 14 and my dad was like dangling me like over like a balcony of a hotel.
Andrew and I used to have a bit where we'd pick each other up and hold each other over like the edges of, not anything dangerous, but we go blanket because of Michael Jackson holding blanket over the balcony. Blanket.
That was so cool that he thought that was a good idea. Like, what was even the point of that? You can't see the kid. Everyone just got mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know what that really is, though? Like, looking back, that's something Donald Trump would do with someone's kid.
Yeah,
as a joke. Like, oh, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Where's Eric? Here's Eric.
Yeah. He's a big guy. Holding him up.
He's a big guy.
Oh, man. You're that kid that, I'm jumping across topics here, but the kid that leaked the documents to Discord about the Ukraine shit, the Air Force kid got 16 years in prison.
Oh, damn.
Which is insane.
Who even cares?
Good.
Exactly. There was some fucking useless shitty leak, but it's like, just because there's a technicality.
Yeah.
Oh, you leaked this level of confidentiality, 16 years in prison. That's awesome. I'll just serve my country, do some stupid shit like that, because I'm like almost still a child, and now I'll be getting out of federal prison when I'm 40 years old. Definitely going to come out of there a normal fucking guy. That's definitely not going to do anything weird.
Well, certainly. I mean, everybody comes out of prison, learn their lesson, because that's what prison is for. It's for rehabilitation, and certainly not a means to punish.
I was about to say, I know before you got out of prison, you thought the government was corrupt, and that's why you thought it was okay to spread these documents. But now that you've been in federal prison for 15 years, how are you feeling?
Yeah, very sorry.
I'm like, fuck you. That's really shitty.
What they should do is put those guys in Norway-style prisons.
Mm-hmm.
I then think they would like PS2. The government if I they got a PS2.
I think that guy should get 1 year in prison for leaking something on Discord. That's
He's a
fucking moron.
I think he should be banned from Discord.
Yeah.
He should just be watched because, like, he's... Yeah, like Michael said, he's leaking stuff on Discord. What else are you trying to do on Discord?
He should be kicked out of the Air Force.
Yeah.
I don't trust anybody who's that involved.
But, like, how's he going to leak more classified information if he's kicked out of the Air Force? Where's he going to get classified information?
You find more shit on him on his Discord? Hey, everyone, this guy's a fucking Nazi. The military's like, hold on a minute. He's not in trouble anymore.
Yeah, welcome back.
He's cool now.
This guy said he was trafficking drugs into Fort Bragg.
Well, hold on now. Maybe everything's fine.
I like this guy.
Son, we need you to join our new outfit. We're describing it as a sort of Biden's Wagner group.
Oh, that would be cool. They kind of did that in Venezuela. That was Trump's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
those guys went down there and they all got
super
arrested.
Well, that's so fucking funny.
That's America's version. We really lost our touch.
That was such a MacGruber. They all went down there in the cover of night. Got caught by a bunch of fishermen.
Immediately got caught.
I think they just got back too.
Didn't the fishermen hold them there too? To the military got there, like followed them, like.
Yeah.
Just with lights on them. Like, they're in this little boat and they're just like, falling around with their spotlight.
Right here.
Hey, stop. Hey, no, we're fine. Don't worry about us.
So funny.
Did the one like piss his pants while they were getting detained? And like he was on lane downhill, so like the piss went up into his face. I'm pretty
so
sure
funny.
That's like going into Target and then getting caught stealing gum from the checkout, like right in front of the cashier, just like trying to put it in your pocket, and be like, "Oh,
it's like the greeter catching you."
Yeah, getting caught by the Walmart greeter.
That's funny though. These guys probably sat there, like, reading fucking normal right wing dipshit posts all day and being like, "We're going into the fucking most poverty stricken shithole third world country you've ever seen, Venezuela. They probably don't even have boats." Like, they got their fucking asses kicked, and they only
Venezuela. It's amazing they're still around. They're still hanging out. Same thing with Bolivia.
Didn't those guys only get released like last month?
Yeah, recently. And the comments on the videos for the news stories are so funny. Everyone was like, why were they down there? What are they doing?
Nicolas Maduro posted a great tweet the other day. There's a picture of Jesus behind him holding him.
There would be some dipshits when that first happened, when they were released, that were like, these heroes are finally coming home. Like, just right-wing paycheck accounts. And people would be like, they're not heroes. Literally some of the biggest dipshits we have. Imagine the guy that got caught in Russia several years ago for like espionage, and his brother's like, he's not a weird guy. He just collects citizenships and passports. He finds it interesting. That's why he's a citizen of Ireland, Canada, the United States. He has passports to like six countries. He just finds it interesting. Very cool.
There's a picture. Hey.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
It's like he's on a boat and he's steering the ship, and then Jesus is behind him helping him steer.
That's honestly beautiful. I love that the heart, Jesus's heart, is like on his collarbone.
And it's also white Jesus.
Yeah.
It is white Jesus. What
it's,
the fuck?
Like, it's like Aryan Jesus.
Malay's going to post the one where it's like the heroin addict that's about, he's putting the needle in, but it's Jesus's arm behind him. Malay's going to post that with his face over that guy.
Can't believe that guy actually won the election.
What a weird guy.
And then he converted to Judaism.
That's how I felt the night of the election 2016 when Trump won. I was like, I can't believe that guy won the election.
Damn, he did it.
He did it.
That's fucking crazy. Oh, well.
Might do it again. I don't know.
That was a bummer. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how Biden or Trump could win. They're both such bad candidates.
The polls this week are looking horrible for Biden and looking pretty good for Trump.
Yeah, there are really no positives. There's nothing Biden can do other than giving people a bunch of money.
Ooh, now
there's... He can't make a speech. He can't do...
Now we're talking.
He can't do anything.
If we cut down every tree in the world...
The best thing he can do is not go out in public and not remind people that he doesn't know where he is.
Yeah, I think... I don't know. I think it's probably going to end up like 2020.
I can't believe that's the guy. I didn't think he would win in 2020. Yeah,
I'm afraid they're going to last minute be like, either. We decided that... he doesn't want to do another term, so Kamala's going to do it. And I just got that feeling today when I was listening to her do that shitty, half-assed, half-measured...
6 weeks,
ask
whatever,
for a ceasefire. Yeah. And I was hearing her voice today, and she has maybe a more grating speaking voice than Hillary Clinton, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
I want her to win. I want her to be president.
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's Selena Meyer, for real.
Yeah, it would literally be Veep.
It's Veep in real life.
She would be called on a hot mic every week calling someone a fat cunt and shit. It'd be so cool.
Like, she's like one of the most entertaining politicians. It's too bad we don't see her more.
Yeah, because she's fucking whizzed all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah, she's barred out.
I love that. That's perfect.
Her GABA is going crazy. She's got the gift of GABA.
All of our presidents should just be pilled out. The last two have just been nothing but pilled out every time they speak. So
it's awesome.
Why not? Why not the rest of them? That you got to be addicted to something.
Kamala's just not listening to anything. She has one of those little translator headphones on. She's sitting there, and then all of a sudden, after not talking for like 6 minutes, she goes, "Y'all, I love Young Lean."
It does make sense. Like, it, in the same way in World War II, everyone was doing amphetamines because it's like Greenies. Life or death, saving the world. Like, I guess the president should have access to Adderall and shit, like Trump did in that article.
Yeah, just in case they have to like stay up or whatever. I don't know what they fucking do.
But also, it's like not good that they're on that all the time. Like, I don't know.
Who cares though? Like your clock's ticking anyway. I think if I was old, I would smoke crack in a controlled way.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, if people are old enough, they have to be on stimulants to even speak.
I've told my wife like 100 times by this point that when I get older, like I want to get so fat that they have to airlift me out of the house and do my MRI at the zoo. Like, that's the dream. Just be a complete burden and just let myself go. Like, what do I care? It's fine. I'm old.
I want to be 83 and smoking like a fucking blunt in my car.
I would smoke crack if I was over the age of 70, I think.
That's your heroin at 90.
Yeah, I'll drive drunk everywhere 90. At 45 when I'm old.
The problem is you need a lot of crack, and it doesn't last very long.
Well, if you're 90, you don't need a lot of crack, I would imagine. I can't say for certain. I've never smoked.
Is that how it works? Because I know older people, they say they have one cup of coffee and it keeps them up all night.
Yeah.
Does it work like that for crack? Yeah, I always, I don't believe that. I've
never seen an old person stay up all night.
Yeah, that's true also. Like, old people go to bed so fucking early, but then they're also like, oh, I can't have coffee at 2 p.m. I don't know if I can stay up. Well,
they get up early. That's why they like going to bed early. You just need to meet an old person that's like, I hate getting up early, so I'll stay up all night.
I had a friend when I was a teen that had old parents. And by old, I mean like probably the age my parents are now, but like 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So those people are really old now. They were old parents for sure. Mm-hmm. And I remember we'd have to be quiet at the end of Jeopardy because his parents were going to bed. And they got up at like 9. What the fuck? How long do you just sleep? It's 8.
Oh, they were just fucking. They were just trying to fuck.
Yeah, they were not.
They were boning down.
Maybe. I don't know. never the ones you suspect.
He's thinking about it more now. He's wondering.
They were getting their shit.
We should get to watch it.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, we should get to see her. It's not fair. If you're over at someone's parents' house and their
parents have sex, you should get to watch it.
They should leave the door open.
Oh, man. I can't even remember. Maybe I walked in onto my dad, like, naked once, just in the bathroom, like, stepping out of the shower or something, been like, whoop, sorry. Nice. But I don't think I've ever walked in on, like, a friend's parent in any sort of way like that. Thank God. Oh, my God. I know I've come close. I was over once at a friend's house. His dad didn't know, and I could hear him fucking scream that he hear I was over and ran back to his room out of the shower. I'm like, your dad's walking around naked, huh?
Like Shumbledick. Like Shumbledick in that video where his dad, he's clearly filming and his dad just gets completely naked and starts shitting with the door open.
Some families, and it's just because it's not weird to them, I guess, they don't have the nudity shame thing. And I think it happens when you have like one kid or two kids and it's just, obviously they're weird people. But it's like
an eccentric. Put on a bathrobe or something.
It's like an eccentric thing. You know what I mean, though? It's like a hippie thing, I guess, sort of. But
not being afraid of your body is like the whole idea.
But the problem is,
put on a robe or something.
The problem with that, though, is those kids think everyone's family is like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't go to your friend's house and get fucking butt-ass naked, kid.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. You go over to your friend's house and it's like, I want to see your dad's nutsack.
Wait, your parents aren't walking around naked? I want to see your dad's
taint.
Hey, why the fuck am I here?
Can your mom put a long hoodie on? I'm sick of seeing her pussy when I come over.
Going over to a friend's for a sleepover and their parents aren't walking around naked, so you call your mom to pick you up?
I feel weird.
I'm not comfortable.
Yo, this kid's parents are fucking prudes.
Speaking of
Who's clothes
naked
in the house?
Naked Old People, Bang Bros Studio tweeted out today, casting call, looking for new male talents, age range 35 to 60. No experience necessary, must be Florida local. Reply to this tweet below or DM us.
Oh, wow.
So if you're between the ages, he's older than 60. No, is he 50?
Yeah, for sure.
He might be like 59.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He has a year left of pumping in him then.
Yeah, so okay, Cat Turd.
I'm gonna read the replies to that tweet later.
I have a couple uncles in Florida who might
fit
that.
A lot of blue checks. It's just, and like, they said new, and then it's all like guys. A lot of the blue checks are like real accounts, and then there's also guys who have like 100 account or like 100 followers, and they're like, oh, this would be perfect for me. And like, their whole page is just their penis, but it looks really bad.
That's awesome. I want to post the onion dick under that and be like, need?
What can I think it was this? Good when those guys had to do gay porn first. If you want to be a male porn star, you have to do like 20 years of gay porn and then you get to fuck a woman. I think that was good.
That was actually a test to see that you didn't actually have to do that, but then they just knew you would.
Yeah, it was a test to see if you really care about it.
Yeah, all you had to say was, oh no, I'm not gay. And they go, oh, right this way. Go to the women. Go fuck a pussy then.
Okay, well, we have some fine pussies over here for you.
Yep.
You have to weed those guys out.
Go on there and suck over. Go on and suck that titty like you're teething.
Yo, tee the way, brother.
So it's so Vince. Gumming a nipple.
Oh, the egg tooth just like biting. Oh, no, my nipple.
Egg tooth is just gone, thank God. That's how it is, though, when those babies get the first two teeth. The egg tooth.
It makes you. I can't imagine. The egg tooth, I kind of miss the egg tooth because, I don't know, it like grounded him a little bit, I feel like. Because ever since he lost it, he's just lost his damn mind.
Yeah, he's rapidly losing weight because he can't eat, I think.
Yeah.
Because he can't chew stuff.
It's harder to eat like chicken.
Yeah, he's just eating soft ramen noodles and trying to choke it down like a snake.
Does he have molars? Yeah,
he sucks one noodle.
I think he has a few molars.
Yeah, he has molars, all the way up. But they're like, all of his teeth are gone from like canines to the front. And I think even maybe some of the ones next to him.
He has, like, every tooth that you could see in a normal smile is missing for him.
Yeah, exactly. And then like he has the bird mouth that you get when you don't have teeth, where it just like sort of like
peaks. Yeah, where your lips get all long and sexy.
Starts contracting.
Yeah, and like that's what babies have. They get the bird mouth, and like it's not a great look for
it's
you.
It's so fucked up.
My lips are so big that when I push them flat, it looks like I'm a toothless guy because I go.
He was going to Hooters by himself the other week.
Yeah.
And took a picture with his arm around the Hooters girl. It's just,
She loved his hat. That's
she was black, too, so just like Brandy.
She was.
Yeah.
That was maybe the worst part.
My girlfriend's blank.
My girlfriend's blank. She's a doll.
She did two guys and didn't have sex with them until me. I'm special.
We talked about it a little bit, but he went to, like, a wrestling event wearing a, like, Juggalo clown mask and bringing a Juggalo belt and was sitting up
jumping
front and
out
trying
in front
to like,
of him,
yeah.
like trying to shake hands and shit.
Trying to
it's
like
so
be
annoying.
A part of the show.
Yeah, he has to be the center of attention at a public event. Like no one would actually pay him to be there ever, but like they can't tell him no at that point.
We should convince Vince to do Uncle Fester style Juggalo makeup because he would look legitimately terrifying with his mouth and like imagine like it basically would look like corpse paint. But then, like, dark around his eyes to make him look more sunken in. And then just tell him to, like, put black shit all over his mouth. So, like, when he opens his mouth, he's like,
"Ah." He needs to do cool makeup. He does that Steelers makeup, but he needs to do, like, the classic Juggalo makeup.
He doesn't even do that. He just wears masks now.
You're supposed
he's
to
lazy.
Find your custom paint job. It's part of being a Juggalo.
Yeah, it's like being a member of KISS.
Yep.
You have to have an animal. You have to have some sort of paint thing.
It's still pissing me off he has that shirtless photo and, like, that rate my photo gave it a 7.25 and
the AI.
He's just the AI.
It must
he's
give
just
that
been
to
like
everybody.
Shared. Yeah,
it's like
of
how Pitchfork rates stuff.
It's just
7.5.
He's so happy and like immediately posted that. Immediately changed it to his like profile picture. Like, come on, man.
He looks like Keith Richards.
So why can't
shirtless?
You get a human woman in your words if you're so hot?
He looks like one of the Rolling Stones shirtless too. Like he has such an old man bod because he just keeps losing and gaining weight so crazy fast.
It's just, it's not good. He's dying. He's dying.
He's definitely more insane than he used to be.
Yeah, I think it was
just from isolation. And it's, I don't blame people for isolating him because I wouldn't want to be around him either. Especially if you're a woman, like, why would you want to talk to him?
What if Vince actually has that tooth still, but his tooth travels like a tram around his gum line?
It just keeps going different.
He pushes it aside like vertical blinds so he can push something to his mouth.
It's like the DVD screensaver. It just keeps bouncing around from corner to corner.
He sneezes and it fucking whizzes back and forth really fast. It makes like a cartoonish shaking sound.
He's got to take it out at work because it's distracting.
We got to have free and mandatory dental care in this country.
He's playing sports. He pushes it into his mouth like a mouth. Instead of wearing a mouth guard, he pushes his tooth to the side so it's inside of his gum. Ooh, that would be even cooler. If he can just fucking like snarl and it comes out like a switchblade.
One really long tooth that's sharp.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be devious. You put your hand by his mouth, he just fucking punches through it like a fucking alligator snapping turtle.
Oh, God. And just immediately so begins cool. like festering.
Oh, Vince, why'd you bite me? You splintered all my bones. Several compound fractures, you dick. You dickhead.
It sucks so bad to get bit by him underwater.
Oh, my God. I would hate it.
Like if you were
you
at
wouldn't
that
let
pool,
go.
Like if you were that mermaid,
you just
at
look
that...
down and it looks like you shit your pants, but with blood. There's just blood pouring out of your side. You look like Jesus got piked in the side. Ah, Vince bit me.
Ah, leeches in here.
I hate reaching my hand into the pool and getting bit by Vince.
I've been raising leeches in the pool, my mosquito pool.
It'd be funnier. You do like a. It'd be such a Vince idea to do like a boxing match anyway, but it's something he would definitely do. And then he bites you Mike Tyson style, but you just look at your ear after and you just got this purple ring on it. It pinched you and broke blood vessels. But he doesn't have teeth.
He just cauliflower ear.
Gummed my ear.
Yeah, he compression crushed my ear.
Oh,
I love it. I love the thing about Vince's different bite styles.
I hate it.
So funny.
It really sucks.
He's going to get veneers.
I love it. Yeah, we should give him veneers.
How much does that cost? We could probably raise enough money.
He, well,
let's say, let's get him real bad, cheap veneers. Let's say,
yeah, promise you would spend it on something else. He would spend it on another sex doll.
I would
doll.
Love to do a very Dave Port. If I had Dave Portnoy type money, I'd do that where I like pay for his veneers, but he has to win in a pronunciation contest against someone else, not a spelling contest, a pronunciation contest. Where the person still says the word, but they have to repeat it back to them.
Say Hulk Hogan. Hogan.
Eminem.
Neminem.
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 Can you use an asintus?
Eminem is the coolest rapper of all time.
What's your favorite album?
Neminem.
Vince, your word is sentient. Can you use an insentient? Fuck. He would never get those veneers.
No, he wouldn't. I mean, like, having the Portnoy money and just having, like, your gaggle of freaks to just string along would be pretty great.
Especially when someone else has to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Portnoy doesn't have to deal with Frank and, like, wiping his ass and stuff.
If a Barstool guy comes across Vince at this point, there's nothing they could do with him, like, the way they could with Frank, because he's so, like, actually stupid, it'd be like a liability.
Yeah, we've always said that. Like, I don't care if a guy wants to drive to his house and like try to make content with him, because he's you couldn't work with him. You can't get him to do anything. You can't get him to set up a microphone.
They were feeling around with Mets to see how he was. Then they're like, fuck no.
They had to steer clear, because it just, there's nothing you can do with Mets. Like, he's just this little waste.
He's just so unpleasant. He's just gonna drop the N-bomb.
But yeah, with Vince, it's like Vince himself isn't necessarily entertaining. It's just watching him delude himself and do all this other stuff. As soon as you get him on camera and he like has to talk about anything other than wrestling or like his sex doll or just reading questions wrong or saying Neminem, he's just boring. Just says the most boring shit.
Yeah, his life is just drinking soda.
One of Metz's old videos where he's reviewing anime, like that was all he did back in the day and like 12 years ago. And I was listening to one of them the other day, and it starts with him reading his, like, disclaimer about, like, all franchises talked about. I think it was when people thought you had to do all that shit in a YouTube video to avoid copyright shit, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I'm like, oh, wow, this Matt's actually, like, sounds like still a decent kid back then. Like, he seemed like he was actually nice. And then he takes a deep breath and goes, wow. He's like, honks and whines about something, like, never mind.
Yeah, he must have been born with that voice. Like, he just came out of the womb and he was like,
yeah, because remember, his brother is fucking normal. His brother has that mixology YouTube that's like successful where he just makes mixed drinks and shit and he looks like a normal guy and sounds like a normal guy. And then Metz is just the fucking ass cunt of the family. Just the
fucking they just can't
dick.
Get him to. He just wants to like play his 3DS and complain and like send death threats to women so his mom gets phone calls.
If he was just playing his 3DS and watching anime, they'd be fine, but he's sending death threats to women all day long.
So many people who just really should, they're like, they're below a level where they should be participating in society.
Yeah.
He just wants to be a kid, but then those guys are also, they're all online threatening women and trying to like change the content they consume. Just stay in your fucking room.
Metz lives in one of those neighborhoods where everyone moved into it back in like 1985 when all the houses were built, and every family there's basically lived there since, and it's like a couple generations into it now, and all the neighbors know each other and shit. And you could tell that Metz was just, whenever there was like a molestation or like a murder or a school shooting threat or any of that shit, everybody immediately probably went, Seth. It was Seth, wasn't it? And it just wasn't. It just like, all immediately assumed it was going to be Metz because he was such a little fucking rotten apple.
Don't come to school tomorrow. He's always like running around doing the Naruto run around school with like a horrible sneer on his face.
That'll be Matt thinking he's being nice. Oh, I kind of like this girl. I'm gonna tell her not to come to school tomorrow because I'm gonna be in a really bad mood. Metz gets fucking like arrested right when he gets to school and he's like, what? And they're like, let me check your backpack, and there's like nothing in there.
I knew I was gonna have a bad mood today.
Because I knew I'd be pissed off, and you've proved me right.
I hate it.
So stupid.
That's the way.
I hate it. That's Matt as a school shooter. We were just afraid you were gonna do something.
I wouldn't shoot any of you. Ammo's too expensive for your dumb bitch asses. No, none of you guys are female voice actors.
True.
None of you guys are woke SJWs.
Fuck. Also, before we go, I gotta point out my funny of the week that tickled me. When we were playing Fortnite, and we were talking about how, much like Chuck Berry putting the cameras into women's bathrooms, Stevie Wonder put parabolic microphones in women's bathrooms so you could hear him fart and shit. And Alex said, yeah, and don't forget, Ray Charles tried to beat his wife.
Yeah, I think we did that like 100 episodes ago. Yeah. I love that.
Ray Charles tried to beat his wife, but she was out of town. I was fucking done. Making up lies about every old artist like that, but you get to Ray Charles, you're like, he tried to beat his wife. That's so stupid. Well, everyone, check out Ray Charles.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. And goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The people too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Mess around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it, that boy. Mess around.